The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's 1FM 91.3. This is The Big Show. Good morning. This is Fabulous Friday with me, Angel, and Kenneth Goh, editor-in-chief of Harper's Bazaar Singapore. And Kenneth, very, very exciting because we're going to be talking about the handbag trends from the runways that are apparently going to be anywhere. So you are always the person in the know. Tell us what we need to know.
Well, candy is the candy we can all eat and feel fantastic about. So when it comes to handbags, we're still seeing the really tiny going out bags that are still very relevant. And that's sort of mixed in with very functional styles now, like extra large totes and chic low slung messenger bags. So the very first trend I love is the open weave and knitted bags. Great, of course, for going to the beach and going out. It's a kind of a crafty trend from past seasons, but this time it's been elevated and it's kind of gone more artisanal. We have brands like Gabriella Hearst, Chloe, Loewe, and Anna Sui that are offering these massive totes and netted leather bucket bags alongside crochet knit bags as well. So it's looking really fun. It's great for the beach, but it's also great for going out with the girlfriends for after, you know, sunset drinks. It's super practical.
And fairly casual as well, right? It almost feels like a grocery bag gone fancy.
Yes, it is like a grocery bag gone fancy. And, you know, you can just dress it up if you want to put something really chic. Like on a netted bag, you might put a silk scarf inside to line it so that adds color and a print. And it's actually really chic to have like the ruffles of the scarf coming out of the bag as well. That adds a little extra layer of texture and flourish.
That's a great idea. What else do you have?
Well, we have dumpling bags. Now, this has been super popular in Singapore. We have Beyond the Vines, who is famous for her wonderful dumpling bags. And she's got mini and large sizes as well. If you want to go a little bit more elevated with designer versions, we have Tory Burch, Altuzarra, Gabriella Hearst, and Peter Doe also doing their versions of dumpling bags. It's a fold-up design that is kind of showing up, and it takes different forms and shapes depending what you put inside. And of course, many, many different colorways. And I love it because you can kind of put it in your hand and carrying it around, and it's really cute, and it's not, it doesn't feel, you know, restrictive.
A dumpling bag. I mean, it sounds like something I could eat. I love the name. And what's the next bag trend you have?
Well, you know, with Singapore opening up and the world opening up, you know, timeless and chic back to work handbags are coming back into style. It's messenger bags are getting super popular. You got ones from Celine, Max Mara, Prada. They have really cool versions. And also it's a great way to add polish to even the most laid back looks. I would pick something in a classic tan or a burgundy. That looks really, really great. And you can wear it right through the year if you want to pair it with something smart like a white shirt or even with a blazer.
And they're so comfortable to carry. I mean, ergonomically, they work really well for the body because they go across. So it's great support. And they're so practical, messenger bags, aren't they?
They're super practical. And, you know, even with the large size, it looks okay on a smaller frame girl. It's just how you wear it and what you pair it with.
Yes, totally agree. All right, we're going to take a break and then come back with more handbag trends straight off the runway that you can look out for that are apparently going to be everywhere.
It's The Big Show, starring Glenn, Angel, FD, and Sean on 1FM 91.3.
It's The Big Show with me, Angel, and it's time for part two of Fabulous Friday with Kenneth Goh, editor-in-chief of Harper's Bazaar Singapore, as we continue to talk about bag trends straight off the runway that are going to be everywhere. Now, Kenneth, so far, far, you've already spoken about open weave and knitted bags, dumpling bags, which I absolutely love the name of, and timeless and chic back-to-work handbags like messenger bags. What trend do you have for us next?
Well, the oversized tote, which is overtaking the super mini bags that was so, so popular for spring-summer this year. Now, these big bags, they carry everything inside. You can have, you know, you can throw your gym clothes in there. You can add necklaces, accessories in there, and still make it look chic. Brands such as Chanel, Tory Burch are making a case for large totes in durable fabrics like cotton, canvas, and linen. What I love about these oversized large bags is you can still make it work for a semi smart occasion if it comes in a beautiful leather or it comes in a smart shape. So I would say keep the slouchy, keep the cotton linen-y ones for something that's more casual. Mm-hmm. And if you want to make it work for you know, 9 to 5, I would say pick something that maybe it's a monogram print, maybe it's in leather. So it looks a little smarter and you know, it looked a little bit more pulled together in that outfit.
Yeah, for that kind of occasion, like what you're talking about, for a work sort of affair or something a little bit more dressy, I would make sure that I have an oversized tote that actually closes so you don't see the mess that's inside.
That's a great idea. And, you know, something that closes, you know, a great kind of a trick that I use and I tell women to use as well, is a scarf is so, so handy because you can use it to cover things.
It
to launch things. You can use it and tie it over a handle if you want to add a little bit of a feminine touch and color and texture. It's so versatile. So don't be precious about your scarves. You know, we buy it and just think, oh, it's silk. You know, we're just going to use it around our neck and that's it. Mm. But you use maybe, you know what, 3 times a year?
That is
use
true,
the
yeah.
scarf, put it in your bag, and you can use it in a multitude of ways. And it's a fantastic coverall when the mess gets too much.
And if there's anything to be learned at all from the pandemic, don't just use it for your travels, right?
Exactly. It goes a far way.
Okay, what is your other trend that you have for handbags?
Well, the last trend that I want to share with you is kiss lock bags. And this is something that London did really, really well. I guess you could say the Queen gave inspiration for this. You have wonderful brands like Simone Rocha and Vivienne Westwood that's giving life again to these kiss lock bags. And it's a very ladylike bag. And you have like floral embellishments. You have pastel plaid prints that kind of add to the bag details. It's a great kind of alternative to the going out clutch, which has been popular for so many years now. And you got a little mini handle that it comes with. So it is super feminine. And I love the juxtaposition of something super feminine with something a little bit more durable, with maybe like your denim jeans that you wear, you know, on Saturdays, but you just throw it off and add a little ladylike bag. And I love that juxtaposition.
I love that. I mean, this is such a vintage style with the, I never knew they were called kiss lock bags, which is another name I love, because these are the things that you would dig into your grandmother's or your mother's closet for. They're so easy to clasp. They're so fuss free. They won't let you put in anything more than belongs in there because otherwise they won't close. So they'll never really run the risk of really looking overstuffed.
Yeah. And you know, when it comes in a really cute shape, because it's roomy at the bottom, you can actually put, you know, if it's the right shape and size, you can actually put your glasses in there. You can put your makeup, your little makeup things in there as well. And you snap it all shut and it still looks really chic and you know, in that cute size, a little bit like a dumpling as well. But, you know,
with a cuter name, Kiss Lock.
Yeah, it's locked.
Love it. All right. Thank you, Kenneth Goh. It's always fun on Fabulous Friday. Can you tell us where to go if we need to find out more style and fashion tips?
Well, hop over to harpersbazaar.com.sg.